Carol. Amen. Amen, brother. Yeah. Amen, brother.
But I want to thank God for the passion.
God bless you, brother. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, brother.
I got a special thank for God, Brother Clark.
Yes.
But I'll pray with you.
Amen.
Whatever you do, raise him up that we can look at him and be a part of his life.
Amen.
And it would be a monument to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, sir, brother. Amen. Glory, brother. Praise the Lord, brother. Ain't that a blessing? Go ahead, brother.
2 years ago, I was in a little church living what I thought was pretty much perfect life. I left the devil in my home. Took my family.
God bless you, brother.
I wanted to give up.
Yeah.
My father wouldn't let me.
Amen, brother.
Nah. He's strong with his people. People that would call me at unexpected times, day or night, but it was always breaking around me.
Yeah. Glory to God, brother. Yeah.
No more use. My phone rang. I could go on and on and on like that. I stopped going to church because I felt unworthy of my father because of the things that were going on in my heart. The bitterness. I didn't want to confide in his house with him. That was my excuse.
Yeah.
I fell in a deep depression, but he was still with me.
Amen, brother.
I fell into that hole. Psalms 40 speaks of that. That hole.
Yeah.
That horrible pit.
Yeah.
I was struggling. I lost my job then. My truck then blew up. Just like everything just went. To make a long story short, I was out one day trying to make some money. Bad at names, but I ran into a man who works for Brother Fred. And I always ask everybody I'd run into, where can I find a job?
Yeah.
Where can I find a job? They handed him his employer. Gave him Brother Fred's phone.
Amen.
My God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Amen,
thank
you. Amen, brother. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen. God knew I was coming to give you that message.
Amen.
Amen.
He's been with me just tenfold ever since.
Amen, brother. God bless you, brother. Amen.
People are going to tell you, I don't care what your burden is.
Yeah.
It ain't too big for him.
You're right. Yes, just trust him.
That's it.
Amen.
Just put it to him.
Yes, sir, brother.
And leave it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. We appreciate you.
I got a lot of healing through my heart.
Amen, brother. Yes.
I'm so thankful he sent me here.
Me too, buddy. Amen, buddy.
I don't have no family in Georgia. I came here with my wife at the time. The brother, that message you preached that one night to the husband on how to treat their wife. Husband, I hope y'all took that to heart.
Amen, buddy.
Just thank God.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, me either, brother.
I got to share with
you. Right quick, brother, right quick.
Back in 07, I was laying up at Todd General Hospital. I had two discs crushed right here in my neck. I didn't know the Lord yet. Felt that this side of my body was on fire, like he was taking a blowtorch trying to burn me up. And I was on the lot of that deep rip, held long belly, and all at the same time. 4 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, I started praying, God, let me die.
Bless your heart.
I hurt that bad. My wife had been dragging me to a Baptist church. I heard about salvation. I heard y'all preaching about that, but I didn't know what it was.
Right.
God come to me in that hospital, and he told me you need Jesus.
Amen.
My brother, I rolled over in that hospital bed. That's
what
I
got. Amen, brother. What a blessing.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord, brother. Amen. Get saved anywhere. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord, man. It's preaching time. Isaiah chapter number 9. Isaiah chapter number 9. Y'all glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I don't know all that about people standing up and testifying. Hey, man, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. There may be something God put in somebody's heart that somebody here needed to hear.
Right.
Amen. There may be somebody whose wife has walked out on them need to hear Brother Don's testimony this morning.
Yeah.
How God can still be with you and God can still take care of those things. Amen. Somebody's daddy may be in the hospital like Miss Angie's. I don't know. But I guarantee you somebody needed to hear those words of encouragement this morning. I appreciate it. And I'm glad we've got a church. Hey, there's a lot of places that set you down if you even look like you was going to stand up. Amen. It wouldn't be allowed. Thank God, man, we got a little bit of liberty here. Amen. Sometimes we may have a little too much, I'm afraid. Amen. But I'm thankful for it. Amen. I don't care how big we get. I don't ever want to lose that little church mentality. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be saved. Isaiah chapter number 9. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6. The Bible said, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called, say it with me, Wonderful. Say it, just read the rest of it with me. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I started preaching last Sunday on these names of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I started with wonderful, and I thought I would preach this up till Christmas, but the more I look into it and the more I dig, there's no way I'm going to get to cover every one of them, but we're going to do what we can. Amen. And last Sunday, we preached on our wonderful Savior. And you know what? He is wonderful. He is truly wonderful. Pilate looked at him, his judge, and said, I find no fault in this man. You look at me, you look at Brother Freddie or Levi that sang this morning, you'll find fault. And you don't have to look very far. Some of our fault is hid within, but some of it's right out there on the surface. But when you look at Jesus, you don't find anything wrong. Some people come in here looking for a church. And you know what they're looking for? Fault. Fault. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with that? Why don't you just look for Jesus in here this morning? Hey, we may not have everything down pat and just in the right order, and we may be a little bit hickish for a lot of people. Is hickish a word? I just proved it, amen. I just proved my point. We may not be classy enough for a lot of people, but we've got Jesus, amen. And there ain't a thing in the world wrong with him. Sometimes my English ain't at its best, but I'm here to tell you my God is wonderful this morning, and he's absolutely perfect. I know what time it is, and I'm going to try to hurry, but I'm going to mind the Lord this morning. We looked at that title last Sunday, that he's wonderful. We talked about all the areas where he is wonderful. But this morning, I want to talk about this title or this name, Counselor. Counselor. Everybody and their brother today is some type of counselor. Every school has a school counselor. And some of them people are jacked up from the floor up, make God want to throw up. I've got to go get professional help and see a counselor. And you go in to see that counselor, did your mother beat you as a child? Yeah. Didn't yours? Amen. I thought everybody's mama beat you when you was little. Amen. And then they got it. It's mommy issues and it's daddy issues. No, man, it's God issues. Amen. Everybody wants to counsel on this, and everybody wants to get advice from Dr. Phil. And I'd be hard. I guess if I was lost, maybe that'd be all right. Amen. If you're taking advice from Oprah, man, you're a brick shy of a load. Your elevator ain't going all the way up. Your ducks ain't in a row. The bologna done fell off your sandwich. You got a problem. If Oprah is your counselor. But I'm glad I've got a counselor this morning I can depend on. Amen. You say Jesus gives counsel? Oh, yes, he does. All through this book right here. I'm not expecting a phone call this morning, but I've got the Webster's 1828 dictionary on my phone. And I wanted to give you the definition of a counselor this morning. It says any person who gives advice, but properly, one who is authorized by a natural relationship or by birth, office or profession to advise another in regard to his future conduct and measures. How about that? One who gives advice by birth. I like that. One who gives advice by birth. When I got saved, you see, I got adopted. I became a child of God. Brother Charles and them was talking about it this morning. I become a child of God. Now I have a father who can give me advice. We have received, the book of Romans said, the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He is my father, and he sets high, and he sees low, and there's nothing that he doesn't know. God knows nothing better than he knows anything else. Chew on that a little while. You'll figure it out. God knows nothing better than he knows anything else. The Bible said that he's a God of knowledge. He has the answer. I remember, Brother Caleb, when we first started going to New Manna years ago, they had that big banner, you remember, on the back wall. It says, Jesus is the answer to all your problems. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I know Jesus is the answer. I don't know if your marriage is on the fritz, but Jesus is the answer. I don't know if your children are wayward this morning, but I know Jesus is the answer. I don't know if your banking account's empty this morning, but I know Jesus is the answer. I don't know if your heart is heavy and burdened down with sin, but I know Jesus is the answer, and he's got exactly what you need. He gives the right counsel every time. People come into my office and say, Brother Eddie, would you counsel with us? Would you counsel with us? All I'm going to do is point you to him. You can bypass me altogether. I think a lot of that stuff comes from the Catholicism. Where you need a go-between between you and God, I'm not a go-between. I'm not a go-between. Amen. I'm not a priest. I can give you advice as best I can. I can tell you what the Bible says about different situations, but hey, you can go to Jesus all by yourself. The Bible said you can enter boldly into the throne room of grace. Some months back, I was up in Pennsylvania at Happy Valley North preaching for Brother Barry. And Brother Barry had the new iPhone 5. And he picked me up at the airport, and I was playing with that new iPhone 5 and kind of lusting after it, to be honest with you. And I kind of wanted that. And I said, man, I need to get me one. I said, I got the old original iPhone 4. He said, well, I still got my 4S that's got that woman that talks to you. And me and her are seeing a divorce lawyer this week. I can't stand that heifer. She does not speak redneck. Everything I asked that woman, did you say? No, I didn't say. I can say call Johnny Cash. Did you say call Roger Bush? I mean, it's crazy. I've never said it. I don't know why you want that. She's evil. But I got this new phone because I wanted that woman to talk to me and tell me where to go, and I'm about ready. Never mind. But when I got it, I went to the Verizon store in Hiram, and I said, look, I got this new phone and this old phone, but I need everything on this old phone on this new phone. They said, oh, you don't need us for that. Now it's the cloud. I said, what's a cloud? And I said, never mind. Write down the instructions. They wrote down the instructions. I got hooked up in the cloud and got lost in there somewhere. And no matter how hard I tried, it wasn't cloud. It was cloudy, all right. It wasn't jihad. I had a little bit of this content, and I had a little bit of that content, but I didn't have all the content. So I got back in the truck. If I'd have known how bad I was going to hate that woman, I wouldn't have went through the trouble to start with. I got back in the truck and drove to Hiram. That guy got the two phones, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked. He said, I'm sorry, man, I can't help you. I thought, foot. I got a truck and I drove from Hiram to Douglasville. And that guy in there worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And he said, man, I'm sorry. He said, I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. He said, you're going to have to call Apple. You're going to have to go to the people who made it. Anybody understand where I'm going? There's sometimes the things you need in life, the world can help you. If you need a transmission, call AMCO. Amen. If you need a dishwasher fix, call GE. If you got a cold, go see a doctor. Am I right about it? If you got bald tires, go to the tire store. If you need an oil change, go to the oil change. They can help. If you need to get somewhere across the country, call Delta. They can hook you up. But there are things in your life that you're going to be in need of that nobody can help you but the Maker, the one who created you and brought you into this world, the one who knows you inside and out. Hey, there's times that the doctor will stand, Miss Ashley, and say, we don't know what to do. We don't know whether you're going to live or die. Time to call Jesus. Time to return to the manufacturer. Amen. Hey, you know some of them store warranties, they tell you, you know, you can't send it back to us, you got to send it back to the factory. Mm-hmm. The church bought me, the men got together on our 20th anniversary and bought me a boy, you know you in the right church when they buy the preacher a gun. It's laying right here, don't mess with me, amen. It's a 1911 Remington Marine Corps edition. Somebody should have said amen right there. Amen. Thank God we got a right to bear arms. Amen. Amen. Nod your little head. Amen. Thank God you in a gun-toting church. Amen. Amen. I don't really have a gun in the pulpit. Anyway, lost my whole train of thought. I got that gun. It's beautiful. It's expensive. I got that gun. I got it on Sunday, and I left on Monday for Louisiana. I took it with me. I told the preacher, I said, I got to shoot this gun sometime while we're on vacation. He said, we'll get out there in the bayou and shoot at turtles. I said, sounds like, I shouldn't tell that on radio, probably. It's okay, I didn't hit one. I shot at 100 turtles, they still swimming. But my gun shoots a foot low. And I had a guy tell me, he said, I know somebody who can fix that for you, and he's down in Douglasville. I said, no, if I do anything with this, it's going back to Remington. There's certain areas in our life where we just need to come back to God. Oprah can't help you. Dr. Phil can't help you. Even smiling Joel Osteen ain't got the answer for all your problems, and neither do I. But I got God in heaven this morning who has all the answers. He's got it right now, ready and waiting for you if you just come and seek his counsel. Amen. The Bible, listen, He spoke with authority. The Bible said when he is here on this earth, he spoke as one having authority. You say, in what area does he have authority? All areas. All areas. You name it, he is the authority. I preached a couple of weeks ago on Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I stopped right there after Jesus is. You can put anything after that you want. Jesus is, Brother Caleb, ain't he? He's got the answer to all your problems. But listen, Jesus counsels us concerning the new birth. That's our relationship in John chapter 3. Jesus gives counsel. Nicodemus comes to him by night and said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Here, Jesus gives wise counsel. And he looks at Nicodemus and he said, you must be born again. And that blew old Nicodemus's mind. You know what he said? I don't understand this. How can I enter again into my mother's womb? And Jesus didn't say, well, you idiot, blah, blah, blah. He just stopped and explained and told him what that new birth was. It was simply accepting him as who he was. Hey, you just need to simply accept Jesus for who he is this morning. Amen. Somebody said, well, I got to turn over a new leaf. No, you need a new life. Amen. A leaf won't help you unless you're making tea. Amen. Turning over a new leaf is not the answer. Trust in Jesus Christ. Having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, for years and years and years, Brother Terry, I knew about him. I knew who he was. I knew what he was. But I did not know him. Amen. I preached with a guy this past year, and we have preached in the same place, I mean, for years, but we never met one another. I mean, I knew him, he knew me, but we had never physically met. And, bro, we got to preach together one night, and he said, man, I'm glad we finally get to preach together. I said, hallelujah, brother, me too. Hey, listen, you might know about Jesus, and you may have heard about Jesus, but personally in your heart, you don't have a relationship with Jesus. And we can get that taken care of right here this morning. You say, well, what about the Muslims? They say this. And what about the Methodists? They say this. And what about the Baptists? They say this. And what about the Catholic? They say this. I don't care what none of that crowd says, including the Baptist. I'm more interested in what God said. Amen. Jesus did say, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. It's him. You want to go to heaven when you die? I'm getting up a load to go. Amen. I'm getting up a crowd to go. I'm going, and I like to take somebody with me. There's room on my bus. Would you like a seat? I'm not trying to sell you swamp water or a Holy Ghost filled handkerchief. Isn't it interesting all them TV preachers is selling something? Boy, it got quiet. Maybe we'll just park right there a little while. Sink that old plow in and say, hip, hip. See if we can get that stump out of the way, amen. They're always selling something. They want you to buy their books, their tapes, their CDs. They're snot rag. I mean, seriously. Send us $25. I got a haunted snot rag. It is. It's got a booger in it. Jesus gives great counsel on the new birth. That's concerning our relationship. But not only that, Jesus gives us counsel on concerning the bread of life. That's our reception of him. He said, I am the bread of life. You know what he said? I'm your spiritual food. I'm your spiritual food. Listen to me. Hey, if I go and go and go and go without eating, you know what I'll do? Die. Just literally die. Brother Fisher told me one time, he said, brother, pray for me. I'm on a 39-day fast. I said, my soul. And he did it. Somebody said, would you fast 39 days? I can't. I'd be gone. I make it about 2 maybe. I fast 39 days, I just poof, disappear. I send a cloud, a gust of wind come up, it'd be over. Out of here. You can't go but so long without food, physically. But you can't go but so long without food, spiritually. Amen. If you don't eat, you will die spiritually. If you're saved, I didn't say you'd lose your salvation, but you'd die spiritually. What happened to Brother Don when his wife left? He just got back out there in the world and he died spiritually. He needed that spiritual defibrillator. Let us shock him real good one time. Bring him back into reality and cause him to realize, I need Jesus back in my life. You need a relationship with him, but then you need to receive him for who he is. Not just at salvation, but every day in your life. Somebody told me one time, said, we're leaving our church. And I knew the church. I knew the pastor. Great, great, great preacher. Preached the truth. Opened that King James Bible week after week after week and preached the word of God. I said, why are you leaving? They said, we're starving to death. We're starving to death over there. I said, it ain't for lack of food. It may be lack of appetite. Anybody listening? When Levi was little, he loved hot dogs. We'd have salt, we'd have gravy and biscuit, fried pork chops. Somebody holler right there. Mashed potatoes with butter floating on top of them. You could float a John boat in. He want a hot dog. Finally, he realized what he was missing. It's evident. He knows what good eating is. Amen. He figured out pork chops a whole lot better than hot dogs. Amen. Gravy and biscuit a whole lot better than Oscar Mayer. Oscar Mayer ain't never made no gravy and biscuit. Amen. He had to develop an appetite for what's good. And some of us need to develop an appetite for what's good. I got to talking to him. I said, who's your Sunday school teacher? Oh, we don't go to Sunday school. Well, what's the preacher do on Wednesday night? We're not sure. I said, and you're leaving because you're starving? I said, if you're going to eat, you got to show up to the table every now and then. Amen. Amen. And by the way, it is my job to feed you. But it's your job to eat. It's my job to give it. It's your job to receive it. It's Brother Charles and Brother Freddie and Brother Sam, these Sunday school teachers, it's their job to put the food out there. But you do like some of these kids do when we have fellowship out there. You walk by and go, There's several people in the church. They'll walk by and go, who made that? Do you know who made that? Do you know who made that? There's certain things they won't eat if a certain person made it. God, Lord, it got quiet. I've lost you. Your mind. Every woman in this church just went. Every woman in this church. That's the last time I cook anything. I know he's talking about me. You go to Sunday school, who's teaching? It never fails. When I travel and I'm going on Wednesday, somebody will call me, who's preaching Wednesday night? And they're not asking so they can pray for them. They're making a decision whether or not they're coming. Amen. I'm coming if Mickey Mouse is preaching, if he's got the right Bible. Amen. I'll listen to Goofy if he's preaching it straight. You listening to Goofy right now, amen. The end. Jesus counsels us concerning the new birth. That's a relationship. He counsels us concerning the bread of life, and that's our receiving him. But Jesus not only does that, he counsels us concerning the living water, and that's our resource. Amen. He told that lady at the well, he said, hey, I'll give you a well of water springing up in you unto everlasting life. Hey, somebody said, how deep's that well? Ain't nobody found the bottom. Hallelujah. It's a well that runs deep, and it runs sweet, and it runs fresh every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year. Thank God I've been to the well. Amen. Ashley and them sing that song, Lord, give me a drink. Lord, give me a drink of that water. Every now and then we need to come back to the well. Somebody come in this morning dry as cracker juice. You know what you need? You need a trip to the well. Not the Dasani well. That's for my flesh. But we need to come back to that Jesus well. I don't care who you are. I'm your pastor and I get dry. Brother Freddie and Brother Charles, they're your assistants. They love God more than anybody I know. They get dry. Amen. Every now and then, Brother Freddie and I are real honest with each other. If I ask him how he's doing and he ain't doing good, he'll tell me. He don't go, oh, everything's fine. He'll say, Brother, pray for me. I ain't doing good. I'll do him the same way. You know what that is? But we just got to keep drawing. We just got to keep drawing that well. Listen, getting water out of that well, it takes work sometimes. You got to drop the bucket. And you got to whine, but he is our living water. Amen. Have you ever been real thirsty? I woke up the other morning and literally my tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth. I don't know. I'm serious, man. I never had my mouth that dry in my life. It was bad. And I got up and I went to the sink and I fixed me a big old glass of water and I killed it standing around me just glum, glum, glum. That felt so good, man. I mean, I drink water every day. That's about all I do drink. And that thing going down my throat, boy, I could just feel it. And I could feel my body absorbing it. I thought, whoo, man, that's the best drink of water I ever had. I remember the first time I came to Jesus and got my dipper in. Yeah. Woo, in the blood of Calvary. And when my life was so dry and void and needing, and boy, I got to that fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Woo, hallelujah, this morning. And I got that water, that everlasting water. I'll never forget how that felt. I used to make fun of people for shouting in church. You know, first thing I did when I got saved, I started shouting. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I got that water. He is our counsel concerning the new birth. That's our relationship. He is our counsel concerning the bread of life. That's our reception of Him. He is our counsel concerning the living water. That's our resource. But He's not only that. He's our counsel concerning the shepherd and the sheep. And that is our shepherd. Amen. I'm not in this thing by myself. When I got saved, I got a partner. Amen. A little Pentecostal woman asked me one time, said, you ever got the Holy Ghost? I said, no, ma'am. She said, that's because you're in a Baptist church. I said, no, I had never got the Holy Ghost, but He got me. Amen. Amen. Man, when I got saved, my heart was empty. My life was empty. When I trusted what Christ did at Calvary, somebody moved in. I can't explain all that, but that old dead spirit in me became alive again, and God put His spirit in me. Hey, somebody said, if I get saved, I'm afraid I can't live it. Join the Can't Live It Club, honey. It ain't you. It's Him. Somebody said, so-and-so's a good Christian. No, they're not. Somebody said, boy, Brother Charles is the finest Christian I know. No, he ain't. Boy, it got quite the end. You'd have thought I just cussed the Pope, Sister Janice. No, he's not. Charles Dyer is sorry as dirt. Charles Dyer is a vile sinner. Some of y'all scared to say amen. But there is something living on the inside of Charles Dyer that is pure as the driven snow, that is holy as the holiest of holiest. And that's the Spirit of the living God. What drives him to praying? It's the Spirit of God. What drives him to the book? It's the Spirit of God. What causes him to live right? It's the Spirit of God. What causes us to respect Him? It's the Spirit of God. If you're not saved, you do not have the Spirit of God. But at salvation, He moves in. Amen. Thank God we have a shepherd. You know what a shepherd does? He takes that staff and he directs them sheep. Go this way. Go that way. When danger comes, he kills the wolves and the lions and the bears. And he protects them poor dumb sheep. I'm glad I have a good shepherd this morning to give me direction. David said, He leadeth me. Whew. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. How about that? Amen. Are you in touch with the shepherd this morning? Some of you trying to run this show yourself. And you're about to hit the wall. The wheels are about to come off your wagon. And you're going to lose everything you got. Won't you trust a good shepherd this morning? Somebody said, "Preacher, I need help." He can help you. He can help you. He can help you. Brother Don said, "I came back to the Lord and he's still working on me." It takes time. The trip for that prodigal son, the Bible said he went to a far country. When he made up his mind, he is going back to the Father. It took some time to get there, but he just kept putting one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and all the way thinking, maybe Daddy will forgive me, maybe Daddy will forgive me, all the way. But he did get home, and he did get forgiven, and he did get restored. And if you'd start heading this way, I'm thankful, God, that he's somebody needs a job in this church, and that job is to put a battery in this every week. Just so you know. Amen. Nothing aggravates me worse than dying in the middle of the service. Some of y'all already have too. Brother David said, "Brother Eddie, I got as far out into sin as I could possibly go." He said, "When I was laid in that hospital and had a bilateral, is that what he called it? A bilateral stroke. He said, I couldn't even pronounce my own name. He said, I'll never forget. I was as low as a man could get. I was as far away from God as a saved person could be." He said, "And laid in that hospital bed," he said, "I'll never forget you and Brother Freddie walking through that door." He said, "Nothing has ever touched or moved my heart since the day I got saved more than that." He said, "I laid in that bed," and he said, "I thought to myself, no matter how low I go, how far away I go, how much sin I forget, somebody still loved me." He said, "And if I know Brother Eddie still loves me and Brother Freddie still loves me, I know Jesus still loves me." He said, "And I was so thankful that day that I walked back through the doors of the church. My church still loved me." Amen. That shepherd is calling somebody home this morning. That shepherd is calling somebody home this morning. He's a good counselor. He's a good counselor. Won't charge you a dime. He'll area of your life. Let's stand our feet this morning. Miss Janice, would you come? While Sister Janice comes and gets ready to play and sing for the invitation, I know what time it is. Just a couple of verses and we're out of here. But somebody needs some help this morning. And my job is to come tell you who can help you. His name's Jesus. He is wonderful. And he is our counselor. He's where we can come to get direction and advice. But first of all, he's where we can come to find life. I hope somebody who needs him will find him this morning. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody here today. You say, "Preacher, I'm not sure. I couldn't promise you for 100% if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I'd sure like to pray for you. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just don't want you to die and go to hell. I'd sure like to pray for you." If you just slip up your hand, say, "Preacher, remember me. I'm not sure. God bless you, sir. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Just pray for me. I'd sure like to get that settled in my heart." If you really can know, like to know. Yes. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, ain't nobody looking around. How about this? "Preacher, I know I'm saved, but I've gotten a little far away. Pray I find my way home. Pray I get back to where I used to be. Pray I get back to where I ought to be. I think I'm heading in that direction. But pray I don't give up on the journey." How about that? Hands all over this building. Let's pray together this morning. Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name, we sure thank you
Father, most of all, for your presence here today. Thank you for the good Holy Spirit and the liberty, God, to worship you. Now, Lord, you see the hands of those who said, "Preacher, I'm not sure. If I died right now, heaven would be my home." Lord, I pray they'd get saved right here today. Lord, you've seen the ones of those that said, I'm working my way back, but I ain't where I ought to be. Lord, I pray you just bring them right on in, God. Lord, I just welcome them home, Father. Father, you have your way in this invitation, God. We'll thank you and we'll praise you for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go ahead, Miss Janice, sing a verse if you would.